Well, it turns out that finding love, third time is not the charm for finding love on reality TV. Find out why coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. When
your legs, guys, this Ed Sheeran song is the only thing cheering me up right now after that last episode. Another disappointment for me, but I think the majority of the panel is happy.
Team Sophia.
Team
all the way.
Sophia. Team. You were mixed.
Mixed. For
team
sure.
Sophia.
Team Sophia.
Team Sarah.
Someone that's not even in the running.
Oh my god, your person didn't even make it to the final. And definitely Team Kristen, guys. Wow, what another episode. Episode 3 of The Proposal here on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that. We're going to break down this whole episode. And we have a guest tonight. Morgan Maxwell is joining us. She was a participant and contestant on episode 1. Morgan, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Participant, contestant, what do you think is the best word to describe the people who are competing for love?
I guess participant. Either one could work, though.
All right. And you watched tonight's episode at Team Kristen or Team Sophia?
I was Team Sophia.
Yes.
I
liked
her a lot.
Why were you Team Sophia?
She was so cute and she was so genuine. Not that the other one wasn't, but I don't know. I just really connected with her.
Yeah, I think, ladies, you agree? Was this why?
Yeah, I definitely feel that with Sophia. I definitely think she has this hometown vibe. I think with Kristen, first of all, Stephen wasn't even sure what her name was. Kristen, Christina, then he finally said Kristen, yeah. W. I think that she seemed very well, not rehearsed, but just like she's done this before, which she has. So I think it was easier to connect with Sophia on a more, you know, hometown, New Orleans, backyard kind of vibe.
She's done it before. She's done it 3 times. It's her third time. She was Bachelor in Paradise, yep. And then now The Proposal. So how can you not root for her? She is looking for love and is not stopping until she finds it, and it's so sad.
But then it kind of scares me because it's like reality show after reality show. It's like, okay, like, if it hasn't happened yet, I don't know, girl.
Uh-oh.
No, but Kristen, I'm rooting for you, girl. I am. But it's just, I don't know, like, the same franchise. I don't know. It just kind of puts a weird taste in my mouth.
You know what? Nick Viall was on so many seasons of The Bachelor.
Exactly.
Literally,
Bachelor in Paradise. It was literally 4th time's a charm. And you know what? He still didn't find love.
True story.
Right.
Nick,
yeah.
See? True story. Them bringing back Nick Viall made me not want to watch The Bachelor anymore, and I haven't watched it since.
Oh, wow.
No joke. So, Morgan, you're watching this tonight. Was there flashbacks to when you were on, or what is it like watching it now knowing the process?
It was really weird, like, watching it and then kind of watching it and knowing what exactly happened. It was definitely interesting. I definitely saw myself leaning more towards Sophia and different types of people while I was watching it again. But yeah, it was a different experience watching it with me not there.
So I want to know, how did you get on the show? What was the process for you? Did you hear about it and you were like, yeah, that's something I want to do? Did friends encourage you? And what was the process for getting onto the show?
Yeah, so they actually reached out to me on Facebook. A casting director reached out to me on Facebook, and she said, hey, are you single? Would you be interested in doing this? And I was single at the time, and, well, still single now, and I was like, sure, why not?
And you went in a couple auditions?
Yeah, there was a Skype audition, and since I'm in New York, I didn't see them in person until they flew me out to California. But yeah, it was a lot of, like, Skype.
I think one of the questions that we wonder in talking about it, and it seems obviously that a lot of people, including tonight's episode, they're all very similar kind of fit for this person. Do you know how many women they start with to kind of narrow it down to the 10 and how that process goes to narrow it down to just 10 people competing?
Yeah, no, it's funny that you say that because actually when the girls and I were on the bus, like, I had a very diverse episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, there was a lot of blondes. So I'm like, this guy actually. it was funny because we were trying to figure out what the guy liked based on all of our looks. My episode was a different, like, very hard to determine that.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing this, like, I honestly don't know how they narrow it down to top 10.
Do you think the guy or the girl, whoever is hidden in the lead, has a say in terms of the type of opposite sex that he wants to pursue on the show?
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, they asked us what our type was, so I wouldn't see why they wouldn't ask.
Were all the people on the bus similar when you were maybe talking with them of what their types were?
We all wanted a tall man.
And how tall was...
But I think that's like, I mean, yeah.
How tall was,
Mike.
How tall was Mike? I'm trying to think. I think he was normal height.
5'10", 5'11".
Was that tall enough for you, girl?
I like him like over 6 foot. I mean, I'm 5'10", so.
Okay. She wants to be able to wear heels, right?
Yeah. I mean, they make your legs and butt look good. So. Yeah.
How much did you and the other contestants know about the person that you were competing for? Were you able to ask questions, or was it really just completely blind?
No, it was completely blind. I went in there. We didn't know anything. I knew that it was a guy back there. That was it. I didn't even hear his voice till I was on the stage.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that nerve-wracking for you? What is your thought process going through this? And like you said, hearing his voice for the first time on stage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I don't think that's like normal, you know, to go on a national TV show, find your husband and, you know, not hear his voice until you're like right in front of him. So I was definitely nervous. It was kind of exciting too. Like it was kind of like figuring out, you know, what he was like based on what he was saying, the slight clues that he gave us.
What were the rules, if any, that you were given? Does the show say, hey, you can't do this, you can do this, you can leave if you want mid-show if you're not feeling comfortable? Is there any rules or guidelines that they give participants?
I don't remember. There wasn't like a set, you know, rules like you have to do this, you have to say that. It was mostly they just encourage us to be ourselves and, you know, open up, be vulnerable.
Looking back, are you happy you went on? What are your thoughts a couple weeks out from airing? Obviously several, you know, I think it's 2.5 months now about from the show. What have these 2.5 months been like?
Well, I didn't tell my family I was going on. So I have a big like Italian family, and my uncle Al actually came over this weekend. He was like, Morgan, are you nuts? I was like, I just figured it'd be like a fun experience, you know? And he's like, what are you going to do? Like, what if he picked you? Would you just get married? I was like, I don't know. He's like, I think you're nuts. So my but yeah, my friends were like super supportive. It's just another crazy thing Morgan's doing on a, you know, on a Monday night.
So did they not know until it aired? Were you just like, hey, let's watch the proposal tonight and just see how it is?
Well, I didn't tell them a lot, because you never know with like TV, what's going to air, what's not going to air. And then when the commercial came out, I was like, oh, like this is actually a real thing. Cat's out of the bag. And my friends didn't believe me that I wasn't engaged. And they kept like looking at my finger all the time. Like, girl, where's the ring? And I was like, I was like, you have to wait and find out, like, whatever. And they were like, are you going to like surprise us? Like when we're watching this, like that's so messed up.
Any other questions, ladies?
I have a question.
Yeah,
I do. Ask away.
I want to know how long the actual show is, because it's cut down to an hour on TV, but how long was the actual process of all you being on stage and him picking the one at the end?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was quick, but not as quick as TV. I want to say it took us 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Three.
Is there anything that was cut or that...
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah, anything that was left out that you're like, man, I wish they would have kept this in there?
No, I like what they cut of me. You did a good job.
What did they cut? Tell us.
Oh, I mean, probably just me, like, stumbling on my words. And me saying, oh, this is like Cinderella. Oh, my God, that doesn't need to be seen for all of America.
I love that. That's great.
Any other questions?
So, Morgan, when Mike asked you the question about dating an amputee.
Oh, my God, I knew this
was Yeah, funny. So what was your first initial thought? Because that's a very tough question just to be asked right off the bat. You know nothing about him, and then you're hit with that. What was your thought?
Well, obviously, I was surprised. I wasn't expecting that. And then my first thought was, is he in a wheelchair? Because if he's in a wheelchair and I'm dating someone who's in a wheelchair, it does affect your life, you know?
Oh, 100%.
Sure.
Not saying, like, I would be completely against it, but it's something you have to think about, you know? So that was my biggest thing. What would be my quality of life with someone who's an amputee? I didn't realize that, because I didn't think that he could walk and he could hike and do all the things that he could do. My mind just didn't go there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So it caught me by surprise, and that was, like, my first thought.
Wow.
That's fair.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah. That's the things that we've wondered so much of. And talking in the first two episodes, they had someone who was an amputee.
The second episode, she had a child.
Yeah, so we're like, they're really throwing things into the mix here that are maybe not 100% normal and kind of seeing how people respond.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that you really don't expect. Like, they did not hint to me at all. And, you know, fine, like, whatever. But I was just like, wait, what? Like, I was shocked.
Yeah. Did they ask you things like, would you date someone with kids? Would you, like, did they ask things like that? Or was it just kind of, what's your type?
It was more, what's your type? They did ask, like, are you opposed to, like, dating any races or whatever? I was like, I'm open. I just, please get me someone who's tall.
And they came out there with 5'10 Mike. Are you kidding me?
When you saw him, was it a letdown?
No. I didn't see him in person. I was on stage when he came out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is this it for reality show love? What's the next love life adventure?
Oh, I don't know. It's always an adventure with me.
Well, we definitely want to get your thoughts. We're going to be talking so much about tonight's episode, and we want to be able to have you stick around and join us, be able to, you know, answer some of the questions and topics that we're going to be discussing. We first want to ask for all of our viewers, we need your help. You know, we provide this amazing content for you guys. We're happy to do it. We love doing it. And there's so much other content that we can provide you guys. I mean, AfterBuzz TV, we're literally the ESPN of TV talk. Every single show that you love on TV, on Netflix, on Hulu, we have an after show for it. We have discussion forums. We need you guys to subscribe, though. Again, if this content is free, we want to be able to provide you more of this free content. Just go to that big red subscribe button that you see on your YouTube or on your iTunes. Just hit subscribe. It's really easy. We just need you guys to subscribe to maybe one or more of our YouTube channels. We have so many shows. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you guys. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. Again, I'm one of those people. I'm worried that you're going to contact me, pesky notifications. Don't worry, they're all optional. You can easily just turn them off and only be notified of what you really want to see. So just hit that subscribe button, check out other shows. Obviously, we're in the reality world of reality dating. There's Real Housewives, there's Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. I think there's probably like 9 other Bachelor franchises probably that you can also watch here on AfterBuzz TV. So just do us a favor, smash that like button, give us a comment, like, subscribe, tell a friend, be able to help us provide more content for you guys. So we talked about it tonight, Team Sophia and Team Kristen and then Team Amanda?
Sarah.
Some girl who didn't make it far enough for me to remember her name. Were you guys surprised by anything in the episode?
Yes.
What? What?
Sophia.
Oh, but yeah, okay. So
the
you were
winner.
Surprised.
She's 22. She's a senior in college. She likes to go out a lot. She's probably in a sorority. Nothing against sororities, nothing, but I'm just saying, she's young, she's having fun, and then she went on the show to get engaged.
So yeah, you hear the Steven is the contestant. You know, Steven, 27, from New Orleans, no love life, no dating scene, wants a goofball. Was she someone that stood out to you initially, Sophia, that she could be a favorite?
Yeah. I think she was my favorite initially. Now, when you talk about goofballs, she did not stand out in terms of a goofball. So, I don't know. Maybe she's got, like, a hidden goofy talent. I don't know. But, I don't know. I liked her the most, though.
Morgan?
Originally, and I feel so bad, I forgot her name. The girl with the short hair.
She Shelby? Was like,
Amanda C.
That's
Amanda
what I was saying.
Xenon, girl of the 21st century.
Yeah, she was like the Southern Belle kind of girl. I really liked her, and I was surprised that she didn't go further.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought it was just interesting because...
I thought she was like a goofball. I thought she was cute. I thought she... I was surprised.
He, and you know, and two other things that they said about him is that he's a hopeless romantic and wants kids. So I'm like, wow, he wants someone who's settled, someone who has a job, ready to just kind of take that next step in life. I think that's why I was most surprised about Sophia.
But then I think he says that, and then he saw her, and then he was kind of like, what do you like to do for fun? I like to go out for fun. Where do you go? Like, I think that he's still young and very lively and likes to go out, and I think that's what excited him about Sophia.
Dude was thinking with the wrong head.
Do you think?
I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be that guy.
Michael Klaus, ladies and gentlemen.
He came in there trying to think with the head, thought with the wrong head. We're all thinking it.
I don't know about that. No, it's true.
She's hot.
Thank you.
She's young. She's tan.
Thank you.
She goes out to drink. He's like, wait a second. Maybe you don't want to have kids yet. Like,
Steven. Honestly, attraction is important. Yes. Like, you're playing devil's advocate. Like, if you were to see someone and you feel that chemistry, how can you say yes to it just because they're good on paper?
How does he know in 2 seconds whether he feels more chemistry with one girl than the other?
You can feel it.
Well, it was clear. It was clear. The connection was clear between him and Sophia.
There was a clear connection between him and Scallop Fingers as well. They were very connected.
Not as intense.
Their connection felt forced to me.
And also, I feel like whoever gets chosen to profess their love first is always the one he's not as into.
Totally. Right? And like, did you see how he embraced her? When he came out of that pod, he ran towards her and grasped her, and they just had this notebook-like embrace, and I was just so happy and invested in their love story.
Yeah. Have you seen The Notebook?
Yes.
Do you know what a notebook-like embrace
yes,
is?
Yes, yes. I do.
It involves rain.
They need a little rain at the end there.
I want to say, of all the people, you probably know the most, but congratulations, anniversary.
As on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July, I want to say congratulations.
Anniversary, babe. Love you.
Aww.
Very nice. Very nice. So, well, let's go through a couple of the rounds here. You know, the first round, it seemed like you just getting to know them. I think second round, you're in the bathing suits and... You know, you get a little description. A couple of the rounds I want to go through, the deal breaker questions that he asks, and then the dad's questions. Because I think this is where you really get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I want to go back just a second and give some love to Jesse Palmer for saying they're about to bare their souls and their bodies. Hello, what kind of show is this?
Morgan, were you a fan of Jesse? Did he make you ladies feel comfortable?
I'm a big fan of Jesse.
be honest, Morgan, did you wish that Jesse was the one hiding the whole night and then popping out at the end?
Well, when I was eliminated, let's just say I gave him a look. I was like,
oh my goodness. Deal breaker questions that he asked, which is where the most awkward part of the night, where Kristen's name, he said, Christine, and she had to give her own name.
I know, but she was so classy about it.
She did it with grace.
She did.
Definitely.
She's like, it's spelled weird.
Right.
Did you guys think that she would make it past that point, or would that affect a relationship? Someone calling you by the wrong name, would that affect a relationship?
Not in this circumstance.
Yeah. Not in the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
It
maybe
would?
If he called her like
in this circumstance, it's okay. He gets a pass. It's not like a normal meeting type of thing. And you know when you meet someone, it goes in one ear and out the other. It takes a couple times to get that to stick.
This happened on the recent episode of The Bachelorette, too, where she couldn't remember Jason's name. My Bachelorette fans out there. And it was very embarrassing. But it's not an indicator that you're not that into someone.
Sure.
Sometimes you're just, like, stressed out and you're, like, trying to figure it out.
Sure. Right, right. It happens.
Is that how you feel, too, Megan? I mean, Morgan?
it was funny. Like, when he got the name wrong, I could just kept thinking about that Friends episode when Ross proposed and he said Rachel instead of
yes.
Well, at least he didn't do it, you know, at the altar, so that's
it's good. Very true. I feel like that would be something that would it'd be in the back of your mind. It'd just be that little thing of like, he knows who I am, right?
He could have done it knows. While he was proposing, right?
Oh my goodness.
And then, I mean, he still knew them for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. True. So the four questions that he asked, how close are you to your family? He asked that to Kristen. Sophia, what's a typical night out for you in New Orleans? Sarah was, how serious are you about settling down and getting married and having kids? Scale of 1 to 10. And Amanda was, how goofy are you? She's looking for a goofy time. Is there a question that you would have liked to have been asked?
Probably
out of those four?
Question.
I think he definitely could have delved deeper. The questions that he asked were very surface level, besides the, like, do you want kids and all of that and the time frame. But I definitely think there should have been more to his questions.
Right. I 100% agree, but the weird thing is, even though the questions were really basic, I feel like they elicited really great responses out of the girls. But I think that's more a testament to the girls than it is the type of question that was asked.
Right.
So I don't know. I feel like we kind of got a good sense of the girls, but the questions were really boring.
Didn't get a good sense of him.
Right.
We did not know anything about Steven. Right. Except that he liked to dance in the streets. I feel like
that's very,
like,
that's very true. No, that's a good way to look at it. Like the questions that he asked were not indicative of, like, this is what I like.
Right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about it?
Mm-hmm.
Although that could be good, because if you give too much away from yourself, it's easy for the girls, or in the reverse case, the guys, to be able to say, okay, now I know what they want to hear.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Were you, Morgan, were you preparing and, like, looking yourself in the mirror before you went on of, like, questions that you could be asked and, like, how would you answer them?
Oh, no, we didn't have time. We were running from swimsuit, changing back. I was after the swimsuit, to be honest. So I was like, yeah, ask me anything. I'm ready.
Did you have time to make friends with any of the other girls at all?
Yeah, I still talked to some of them today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Did you want Monica to win if it wasn't you? Or would you have wanted someone else?
Honestly, they were all such nice girls. And now seeing Monica and her relationship with Mike, it's weird. They do go together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes sense. But yeah, no. I mean, everyone was super nice. If it wasn't me, I'm glad that someone else won and someone's happy.
Do you see Mike and Monica making it long term?
I actually do. I mean, I follow them on Instagram, and they're they seem like they're really happy. So good.
Fantastic, yes. Fantastic. Nobody lies on Instagram.
No one. This is...
That was probably not the best example.
I know.
I mean,
I know what you meant. I know what you meant. I just had to say it. So the next round four, we get narrowed down to Sophia, Kristen, and Sarah. So bye-bye, Amanda R. You're apparently not goofy enough. The questions from Steven's father, which, do you look at the father coming out and think, this could be what my son looks like?
I was thinking that.
Really?
I swear I was thinking that. I was I wonder if this, like, and I was trying to figure out what the son looked like based on what the dad looked like, and they don't really look alike.
No, they look nothing alike.
Do you guys, does anybody else do that in a relationship? Like, oh, this is what this person could look like in 20 or 30?
Yes.
What? Oh, 100%.
I just feel like that's kind of creepy in a way.
No.
Like, oh, that's what my husband's gonna look like.
No.
That's
a guy thing.
Not in a weird way, but I've totally been like, oh my god, you look exactly like your dad. That's so weird.
Listen, Papa Drew was very cute, but I was not looking at him like, oh, is that what his son looks like?
In Papa Drew's case, I would hope. I'd be like, oh, I hope you turned into your father.
He was so cute.
He was so cute.
I felt like he was very Italian or New York-y. I don't know. Did you pick up on that at all? Because you're from New York.
Hey, no! Don't make fun of Italians from New York.
I love Italians from New York. That's why I was like, I wish this guy is my father-in-law.
She did say that.
He was so cute.
Jeff Graham, I'm going to need some guy help here from the booth. Do guys most apart, you know, look at a girl and look at her mom and say, this is what she could look like? Or is that just me and my friends?
No, I think that's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, like, because you're, what? It's the genetic thing, right? Because you're not only, you're looking at the genetic history of the person you're dating. And yeah, I think that all goes into it. Because the thing is, you're also marrying into that family. So the,
see?
Yeah.
So it's like, what are my future children going to look like?
What are these genetics?
Or what will my wife look like in 30 years? And the thing is, like, I think my fiance looks way more like her dad. So I don't really think about that, but, you know, I don't know.
We want to offer congratulations to Jeff Graham in the booth, who is engaged and getting married here shortly as well.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks, y'all. She's the best.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah, the genes are important. I need to know if my kid's going to be an NBA star.
Wow. You
know? I'm just kidding. That's a terrible thing to say.
Terrible.
We all think it.
Something I was thinking, you know, we talked about, obviously, they narrowed it down to Kristen and Sarah. They go through the speeches. I thought the speeches were okay. I didn't think anything stood out.
I think, though, with these final moments, all it takes is a look. It's not even really about what's said. Because you can say the right thing, and it could have no meaning behind it. And that's how I felt it was with Kristen. Well, she didn't really say the right thing, in my opinion. She said a lot of, you know, babble
politician,
back and forth. Yeah, yeah. It was very, it was a very nice answer.
Harsh.
I think Sophia's answer was so genuine, and she was on the verge of tears. And I could just feel the connection between. He just wanted to reach out and hold her.
I know, it's so sad. She's like, if I don't get this, I'm going to lose all the potential Instagram followers for my music career.
Yeah, exactly.
The stakes were so high, you guys.
Even though she doesn't use social media at dinner because that's not allowed.
Yeah, she definitely looks like someone who puts her phone down all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to her Instagram. Selfie, 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 selfie.
But we love you, Sophia. We do.
So much love.
I seriously, okay, are we not going to talk about Sarah at all? Like,
what do you want to talk about Sarah? I forget who Sarah, who is Sarah?
We'll she's that, in the bottom.
Wait, segment. Is this the last Sarah who's, you know, son, or when the father's question of son is athletic, how do you feel? What were your thoughts on? I thought she was almost too bubbly.
Honestly, I was like, I wish this girl was my sister-in-law. This girl is so perfect. Like, aww, she's
funny,
so much fun.
But now seeing Steven.
Yeah, they wouldn't have gone well together.
They wouldn't have gone.
It didn't make sense. She seems so much more mature. And
yeah.
But I will say.
She had such a great attitude, and she was so fun.
Yeah,
she
was
sweet. I feel like she could hang out with anyone and anyone.
She did seem that way. And that body, girl, I need your workout regimen, your meal plan. You look amazing. Morgan, what did you think about Sarah? Or did she stick out in your mind?
I honestly didn't remember who she was. She was
Thank you.
She was the bubbly one.
Yeah, she was in the round of three. Yeah, she was in the round of three with Steven's father and got asked the question about, like, how you feel about going to the gym.
She did the model
and
walk
and then also
out.
About going to baseball games.
Yeah,
yes.
Model walk was very cringeworthy, by the way. But after that, she redeemed herself, and I really loved her. She was my favorite.
I don't know. Like, she wasn't my favorite. She definitely had a hot body, though. Like, I do on her workout plan.
Yes.
But how old was she? Like, I thought she was a little bit older.
I believe she was 30.
So, Sarah Griffin, right? Loves outdoors, not bougie, loves sense of humor.
Not 33.
Too old for him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Especially now that we know he likes Sophia.
Right, and not that that's old. That's just for him, I think, too old.
Because he's 27.
Yeah.
For his personality.
So. Now, Michael, was it that you didn't like Sophia or you liked Scallop Fingers?
Let's call her Kristen.
Ooh. No, Scallop Fingers. I think that Kristen is in a place in life that I thought he was looking for. And truly, like, and again, this is what shocked me. If he started out the show saying that he is a hopeless romantic, that he wants kids, that he doesn't have a love life, no dating scene, but is, like, ready to see himself advancing. And then the more you revealed about Sophia, it's like, oh, I'm a senior in college. I like to go out. And you're like, you are, like, 8 years away from having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this doesn't seem like something that you are into. And I think, again, he just was not – he went in with one agenda, saw Sophia, and was like, oh, different agenda.
Mm-hmm. But we could speculate. I think coming from New Orleans.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think coming from New Orleans, too, women there living in the South, maybe they want that family sooner. I think in L.A., it's a different breed. You
but
know,
is she from New Orleans? She just goes to school
there. I mean, she lives in New Orleans. She seems like a very sweet hometown girl. I could see her being a mom. I could see it eventually if he's the right person.
And I don't know, there's just something, like, I just feel like it's so easy to date when someone's in your same city. Like, honestly, before the advent of, like, online dating, you would only date who was in your vicinity.
Right.
And I feel like even now in L.A., people are like, I'm not going to date someone in West Hollywood when I live in the Valley.
Right. Right.
It's too far in traffic.
Right.
Seriously, people genuinely think that way, especially guys.
And yes. Here's the thing.
Moving forward,
convenience is big. So that is a huge thing of being able to date someone in your city. Takes out a huge risk of, like, do I have to move?
Right.
Do you have to move? What are you doing for a career?
Right.
She doesn't have a career yet, so they can do whatever.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And he can get to know her friends. They can get to know each other's families. They're right in each other's backyard, as Steven said.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see if they are closer than the other couples or are already broken up after tonight, because they're probably spending so much more time together than the couples in the other last 2 weeks. Like,
definitely.
Or no,
I don't know if they're still together.
Or they know mutual people.
Yeah.
That could be like an added.
There's like two or three degrees of separation max there.
Little
yeah.
story.
I wonder what dating in New York is like, though. Is it way harder? Because I've heard that the male to female ratio is so bad, where there's way more guys than there are girls, which makes it easier for a guy there to be a player and fewer options. For
Wait, more guys than girls?
Doesn't that make it better?
Other way around, sorry. More girls than guys.
Did you hear this
it...
from Sex in the City?
No, I actually heard this from Patty Stanger from Million Dollar
Let's
Master.
Let's hear it, Morgan.
Oh, yeah, is that true?
Dating in New York?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. I need to move.
Is it true that there's more girls than guys on the dating scene?
You know, it's really hard to... I don't know. I wouldn't say that there's more girls than guys. I would say it's an even playing field, but the quality, maybe not there, unless I just go to the wrong places.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think in a city that big, there's always plenty of fish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up in a town of 1,200 people in Wisconsin. You want to talk about a dating scene that's Slim Pickens.
And you don't like me at all.
So I'm not in the city. So
very true.
My
very
town,
true.
Everyone knows each other.
Well, one of the last questions I want to talk about and topics is, it seems we're three episodes in. Is everything too similar? It seems like the show is the same format every time, 10 to 6 to 7 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. You're asking, oh, here's some questions. We're going through the bathing suit segment. Are you guys feel like it's too monotonous? Does anybody else feel this way, or is this just me?
I feel like it's good that they have a formula in place. It's kind of like The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Same exact formula, but it works every time because you have different contestants. So it's the contestants that make the show. The formula just helps keep everything uniform and organized, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think the formula is great, but it would be nice to see something, like, spice it up a little bit. It's entertainment, after all. So to change it up, to change it up a little bit wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, I like it. I think, I think it is like The Bachelor and Bachelorette. It's like the same every time, but it's different because there's different people. So
it'd be interesting. Granted, I haven't watched the show, but as someone who likes formula-based reality shows, I wonder if they had like a wild card round. Like when there are six left, there's always a challenge or a trivia section, or each episode has one round where something's different.
Someone gets to win a competition, automatically get one of the top three.
Yeah,
and I
like
think what would be really awesome is if they did something where it was more collab with the guy and the girl in the final round, where it's like three people left in the final round who can like win this challenge together, and if that would affect, you know, how he feels about the girls or vice versa, how the girls feel about the guy, if they can get through something together.
Morgan, would you change anything?
No, that's an interesting concept, that the top three, they have to do something together. That would be really cool. I do wish that I got to know him more being on the stage. And get to know what his answers to some of my questions were. Like, be cool if, like, the contestants or participants can ask him something. But as far as, like, changing the format, I mean, as far as, like, the swimsuit thing goes, I mean, it's the same format, but everyone does something different with it. Like, Sophia sang, some people say something, Jess made a scrapbook. So I think that part gives it the unpredictability. But I mean, I do like the idea of a challenge together or something where we as a participants can learn more about the person behind the pod, for lack of better word.
Did they give any restrictions? Like, obviously people have come out with singing and guitars and poems. Was it really open to interpretation what people could do?
Yeah, they just basically said, just be yourself, be vulnerable, say something that would help them have a connection with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to give a shout out first to Shanice in the chat. She said that she likes the format the way it is. She also made a joke on Sophia, said that Sophia was there to audition for American Idol.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Every single time Shanice comments in the comment section, I swear we are on the same page every single time.
Where would Sophia rank on American Idol?
Ooh. She'd get past.
She had a good voice.
Round.
She'd get past.
I mean, this wasn't the unicorn song of last week.
I think the look makes a big deal, like, makes a big difference, too. Like, people want someone who's very marketable.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, it's not like Taylor Swift has the best vocals, but she's super marketable, has catchy songs, is really pretty.
Yes.
So it's all about, like, the package deal and the marketing of the image, not just the vocals itself.
Absolutely.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. We know what we're thinking about the show. I want to go to the news to see what outlets are saying about the show. Lauren, what are they saying?
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, news outlets are now referring to the proposal as Miss America meets the dating game. If you don't know what the dating game is, it was a show in the 60s where a bachelorette would pick a bachelor hidden behind a wall and ask him various questions. Then they do vice versa and have a bachelor pick the bachelorette. A little fun fact, Farrah Fawcett, Suzanne Summers, and Leif Garrett were all contestants on the dating game prior to their fame. Monica and Mike, or Krobo Cop, as he refers to himself on Instagram, they're still in the honeymoon phase. They even recreated their engagement at Universal Studios over the weekend. And surprise, surprise, Monica said yes. I love this couple. They're the best. She's so adorable. And I can't wait to see their wedding special.
Very nice. How about the social media?
Okay, so for social media, I have an update for our couple last week, Ashley and Jordan. They are still together and looks like they are doing really well, although they are still not engaged. Ashley Instagrammed a photo of the two of them 5 days ago. She captioned it, "We might not be engaged, but I personally think that I made the right decision. Hashtag sorry, not sorry." She is not sorry about her decision. Since then, her and Jordan have posted pictures in Nashville together, but no sign of a ring or the trip to Fiji yet. I don't know,
Jordan,
if that's happening.
Where are the tickets to Fiji?
Okay, so on social media, I also think a lot of people wanted her to go for Sam because on Twitter, people were reacting to it. HannahCad1994 tweeted, "Sam from tonight's episode of The Proposal for the Next Bachelor." Corinne345 tweeted, "What's Sam's Instagram? Asking for a friend." And GabrielleB_15 tweeted, "That's it. I'm petitioning Sam for the next Bachelor. The proposal did him so wrong." So people seem to be very upset about Sam. And I'd like to see where this takes Sam. I don't know if maybe, like, he will be in the running for the Bachelor or maybe proposal spinoff, like, of The Bachelor in Paradise. So, like, Proposal in Paradise.
I mean, y'all know that I was Team Sam. Like,
yes,
I was definitely,
too.
Definitely Team Sam. I'm trying to think what I was going to say. It's all ABC. So, it's like tonight, you know, they brought in Kristen. You can easily just throw him in the mix for an episode.
I would love to see Sam and Kristen work a little thing out.
Oh, also something about Sam. On his Instagram account, he lives in Los Angeles, which he was saying he was an Indiana boy.
Yeah, he said he was a Southern boy.
In Los Angeles.
He's got a big TV career now.
He's going for it. But he also posted a picture of his mom and dad and said, like, "I'm still looking for love, want this kind of love." So
I'm sure he's getting a lot of attention.
Maybe him and Kristen would be a good match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes not finding love on TV is the best thing that can happen. Mina, special segment tonight. We're going with MVP.
Yes, our special segment, we're going with MVP. So who do you think was the most valuable player? This doesn't necessarily mean, like, it can mean anything. Like, either Miss Congeniality, best personality, who from the show you would want to be your best friend, who's the most well-rounded. MVP in whatever sense you want it to mean.
All right.
You guys already know where I stand.
I'm going to give my MVP to a girl named Shelby, who was in the first round, and I feel like she should have went further.
She was the first one who was a pediatric nurse.
Yes.
That's right.
Shelby.
She's gorgeous.
You were not unnoticed. I saw you, girl, and you should have went further. And the MVP. I'm taking it to her.
Was she the first person to step?
Yeah,
down?
She was number one down the steps.
She had a child, though.
She didn't have a child. She delivered children.
Oh, I thought they were saying she delivered her own. Like,
and she was hot.
No, she was extremely attractive.
I know that. Gorgeous. Maybe that's what he thought too.
And she commanded that stage too. I was like, who is this?
And now that he picked Sophia in the end, I feel like Shelby would have been his type.
Yeah, that's 100%.
That's a dual MVP for me.
Yes,
ladies in the middle.
You. My MVP goes to Amanda C. who cracked a joke. She opened her thing by saying, "I really want to end world peace," which is from Miss Congeniality, which I thought was absolutely adorable. It was so well thought out. And just like, I felt like he was going to pick her. That's the one with the short blonde hair, Morgan, that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I just felt like she brought that goofiness to the table that he said he was looking for.
He said he was looking for a lot of things. Yes. Apparently he wasn't.
Steven.
Man, a man being a liar, who would have called that? Morgan, did you have an MVP from tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go second with Amanda C because of the Miss Congeniality comment. And I was kind of like, I was a little like, damn, why didn't I think of that? That is so good. I even watched the movie on the plane there.
Oh.
Well.
But yeah. Yeah, no, she was really good. I thought, I'm a little sad that she didn't go further.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad that Allie, the 30-year-old vlogger, didn't go further because she brought her cute little dog.
I thought that was the deal breaker.
But maybe it was. But obviously my MVP is Sarah because she's just the best personality out of all of them.
All right. 1 minute left. Predictions for next week.
Who's your MVP?
Oh, we're dual MVP.
Yeah, Shelby. They're dual MVP.
Okay. We're dual MVP. Sorry. Looking forward to next week. They gave a tease that the person is a mother. Any other predictions that we have?
I think we're going to see some buff men. I saw a guy do one of these on the commercial, so we're going to get to see a little bit of...
I think she's going to be a little bit older. She's a mother, and like from the shadowy look that we saw of her, she had her hair up. She looked a little bit more mature.
Mina?
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have more diversity next episode, thank God, because we saw like just blonde after blonde after blonde.
Well, he definitely had a type.
I think it's important to have like more diversity with the dating game, so that's what I'm excited for.
Absolutely. And Morgan, you got any predictions for next week? Anything you hope to see or think we're going to see?
Definitely, she's definitely a mom, and I think that she's probably in her mid-30s, maybe even leaning towards 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
And I don't know anything.
Depending, I'm wondering, depending on how old she is, I would say that she's probably late 30s. I would say the kid is maybe like 10, and I'll be interested if it's that age, will they actually bring the kid out?
Oh, will he ask the question?
Oh, that would be so cute.
That would be adorable.
Yeah. Very intriguing. But
like, also a little weird
do you
for
wanna,
the mom. Don't.
Yeah. Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to bring your kid on that show? Obviously, we'll find out next week. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
We
appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, girl.
Well, and the Skype call with you, but thank you again so much. And you want to plug your Twitter and Instagram?
I have an Instagram, Morgan Taylor Maxwell.
Perfect. Definitely go follow her, like some of her photos. We wish you the best of luck with that terrible New York dating scene. It's gonna happen. It's going to happen. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Proposal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you would like to follow us after the show, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at TheOnlyMC.
Hey guys, I'm Mina. You can follow me on Instagram at MinaMakesMagic.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Lauren Ashley. You can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck.
And you can follow me at Lauren T. Pacheco on Instagram and Twitter.
And again, subscribe, like, comment. Tell a friend, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We love hearing from you guys. We love hearing the comments about this show as well as the actual Proposal After Show. We'll also read your questions and comments next week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.